Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Reports. And today's guest, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent, Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. You know, it's a little hot, but, you know, we're working through it.
That's right.
I understand we're going to talk more about the drone meetings.
Yeah. I'm sure Rod's probably already talked a little bit about this meeting, but the Frontier Extension District is going to be hosting a meeting on September the 10th at 10 a.m. in Garnett, and we're going to talk about drone use in agriculture. Now, this meeting's not just hosted by the Frontier Extension District. We do have some other partners for this meeting, the Anderson County Conservation District, the Coffee County Extension Office, and the Coffee County Conservation District. So we're all partnering up to put this program on for you. We're going to spend the day just talking about this new technology. And agricultural producers are continually looking for new ways to increase yields or maximize their productivity. And one tool that we feel is receiving a lot of attention right now is drones. We can use drones in ag for quite a few things, but farmers and ranchers are using them to monitor crops and livestock and even starting to make some decisions based on the information that is being gathered. But we feel that the technology is just kind of at ground level right now, and we expect drone use to expand in the future. So we have brought together five speakers. I'm going to call them expert speakers. They're going to cover a wide variety of topics on September the 10th. We're going to talk regulations and just what we have to, what you have to do, types of drones that you can buy, along with some accessories to do different jobs. We're going to talk, one of those jobs could be measuring pasture biomass, and that's something one of our speakers has some experience doing, so she's going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have KDA there as well, and KDA is going to talk about what we have to do if we're going to use drones to spray a herbicide or an insecticide. And then we're going to have some that are using it practically, whether that's for NRCS, or for another professor at K-State, and she's using it for feedlots, and she's going to talk a little bit about some of their uses there. So as you can see, we're going to cover a wide variety of topics there. Yeah. As I said earlier, producers are always looking for ways to maximize that productivity or increase yields. And this, you know, so incorporating new technologies is nothing new for our producers. And, you know, we'll go back to the Global Positioning Systems, or GPS. That was first released to the public in 1983. Since then, other technologies have led many farming changes. Combine yield monitors came in 1992. Variable rates, yes, we had variable rates dating all the way back to 1993. And we're still working to perfect those. Tractor guidance systems, or auto steer, that came into effect in 1997. And then one of the more recent ones was boom controls, so they could shut those off. And that came into effect in 2006. So as you can see, we have started to incorporate a lot of technology in ag, and I feel like drones are going to be the next big things. We can use drones to scout and monitor plant health. We can search and scout plants for different pests or insects. You can measure soil moisture with the use of a drone. We can fly drones and kind of give us some information on nitrogen levels. So there's a wide variety of those things that are already being done. We just want to make it a little bit more well known. Other things that can be done with drones would be flying cover crops onto small acreages. You could use them to make some aerial spray applications for some rocky hillsides in a pasture. You can monitor cattle movement and health, and you can observe watering sites for your livestock as well. So those are just a few of the uses that drones have currently. We do expect those to expand, but we just wanted to have a day that we could talk a little bit about what we're using drones for currently in agriculture, and what ways we might be able to incorporate them in the future. So please mark your calendars for September the 10th at 10 a.m. in Garnett, Kansas. And I truly believe this might be one of those meetings you won't want to miss with the amount of information that we are going to share. Now, you do need to RSVP for this meeting. To do so, you can call the Garnett Extension Office at 785-448-6826, or you can email me at reschaub, S-C-H-A-U-B, at ksu.edu.
Brave new world in the world of farming and technology, right on the cutting edge.
Yeah. So, you know, this is something that's not been kind of a meeting that's not been done a whole lot before. So we're cutting our teeth on this meeting a little bit. And I know producers are kind of doing the same thing with using drones in their operations. So hopefully we can just get all that information out there to them. And again, I truly think it'll be a pretty good meeting. So
pretty exciting. No show on Monday due to Labor Day. Coming up on Tuesday morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.